While we don't have a vaccine for the coronavirus, we do for a dozen other potentially deadly diseases. But with routine checkups on hold in many parts of the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control warns a dramatic decline in the number of young children getting those shots. If that doesn't change, some epidemiologists predict more disease outbreaks on top of COVID-19. WBUR's Martha Biebiger looks at one possible remedy.
An ambulance backs into the curb in front of a double-decker in the Boston neighborhood of Dorchester. It's not responding to an emergency. It's on loan from Brewster Ambulance Service to Boston Medical Center to serve as a mobile pediatric office.
Mommy, if you want to go ahead and pass the baby to me.
Nurse Priscilla Stout, wearing a gown, mask, goggles, and gloves, lays a baby boy who's just turned one onto a stretcher in the back of the vehicle.
You're looking at me like, what's going on? Over your head.
Stout pulls a Spider-Man sweatshirt off baby Joelle's as pediatrician Melissa Nass squeezes into the ambulance bench for an abbreviated checkup.
His lungs sound great. I didn't hear any wheezing, anything. Do you want me to put him on my lap? How do you want me to do it, Priscilla?
Stout concentrates on the syringe she's filling. Joelle's is due for a slew of vaccines packaged in three booster shots, including measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox.
Good job, buddy. No tears.
After the first, then second needle goes in, it seems like Joelle's is going to defy expectations, but... Outside the ambulance, while the baby's older brother Anthony gets one shot, Mom Karen Augusto says she's not sure how long her boys would have gone without their vaccines if the medicine had not come to them. Their pediatrician's office is at Boston Medical Center, and Augusto does not want her children inside a hospital during the pandemic.
Since my kids, well, all my kids have asthma problems, I'd rather not take that chance. So it's good that they found a solution.
Especially at a time like this, we need everybody to be checked up and make sure everybody's okay.
Juan Vasquez, the boy's dad, is of course talking about the pandemic. As it spread through Massachusetts, Dr. Eileen Costello grew increasingly concerned about unintended consequences for Boston Medical Center's 14,000 pediatric patients.
I worried that if families stopped coming to the hospital, we would have a cohort of unvaccinated children, and that would increase the risk to the kids of getting illnesses that are far more dangerous for them than COVID-19.
Diseases like measles, whooping cough, and tetanus.
So that while families might be protecting themselves against COVID-19, they're opening the door to organisms we know are extremely dangerous for young children.
A measles outbreak can occur when just 5 to 10% of children in an area are not vaccinated. It's not clear how quickly communities in Massachusetts and elsewhere might be vulnerable to eruptions of other diseases on top of COVID-19, but Dr. Jose Romero, the chief of pediatric infectious disease at Arkansas Children's Hospital, says there's no time to wait.
The longer we delay immunizations or promoting these routine immunizations, the greater the chances are that we could have outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases.
Romero's hospital started a drive-through clinic for kids who are due vaccines. Romero, who chairs the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, says some pediatricians are suggesting that school nurses administer vaccines when schools reopen in the fall, or that states allow pharmacists to vaccinate older children. Before the ambulance pediatric crew says goodbye to baby Joelle's, EMT Diego Aparicio drops off two brown paper bags.
One with diapers, one with food. Each patient gets the two bags. It's very nice, very nice.
There are many shifting roles and new ways of delivering healthcare emerging during this pandemic. Aparicio delivers all kinds of supplies and food families request when they make a curbside appointment. And doctors and nurses from across Boston Medical Center are adding to the list. Can you bring back a blood sample from that patient? Can you drop off this prescription?
Our care is not confined to our building.
That's Stout, the nurse, as she and Dr. Nass head for the next child, looking out the window, watching for an ambulance. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.